Chapter 48. In the Grey Gull, at their table for two, they could look at the harbor and across at the Neck. It was early evening, and the boats in the harbor moved gently at their moorings. The light at that time of day had a faint blue tone. Sonny was drinking a glass of Riesling. Jesse sipped a beer. "Both of them," Sonny said.
"Yeah."
"Buck naked," Sonny said.
"Well," Jesse said, "they had shoes on."
"How was that?"
"New and different," Jesse said.
"Was it sexually stimulating?"
"Yes."
"But you didn't follow through," Sonny said.
"No."
"Why not?"
"It didn't seem like a good idea," Jesse said. Sonny smiled.
"I haven't met many men," she said, "who think about how good an idea it is when confronted by a naked woman."
"I know," Jesse said. "I'm a little surprised myself."
"Were you daunted by the fact there were two?"
"Maybe," Jesse said. "Never did anything but the standard one-on-one that I can recall."
"Maybe you were daunted by the fact that they might be murderers."
"That's daunting," Jesse said. "It's also daunting if I ever got them into court to explain to their defense attorney that, yes, I did have sex with them both."
"The old clusterfuck defense," Sonny said.
"That one," Jesse said.
"How did they take it?" Sonny said.
"The rejection?" Jesse said. "They just stared at me and didn't say a word."
"And you left," Sonny said.
"Yeah." "Probably hadn't heard no before," Sonny said. "A lot less than they've heard yes, I guess," Jesse said.
"So what did you learn in this exercise?" Sonny said.
"You don't have to have sex with anyone who wants it."
"Girls know that from puberty," Sonny said. "What did you learn that might help you with the case? I assume that's why you got yourself into that situation."
"Clearly they were banging Petey," Jesse said. "Clearly they were not banging Nocco."
"Molly was right," Sonny said.
"Apparently," Jesse said, "and I would guess they're both banging Reggie."
"Infidelity and murder are not incompatible," Sonny said.
"Wow," Jesse said, "I wish I'd said that."
"Hell," Sonny said, "you wish you could."
They both laughed. The waitress brought them each another drink.
"Spike sent these over," she said.
"Tell him thank you," Jesse said.
"Want to hear about the menu?" the waitress said.
"Not yet. I'm right at a crucial point in the seduction," Jesse said.
"Oh," the waitress said, "you want some oysters?"
"I'll let you know," Jesse said. The waitress smiled and went away. "One scenario," Jesse said. "His wife's bopping Petey. Nocco finds out. Kills Petey out of jealousy. Then finds out she's been bopping Reggie. Makes a run at Reggie and isn't good enough."
"What about Ray Mulligan?" Sonny said.
"Yeah," Jesse said, "that bothers me too.
It's sort of funny he gets rid of his boyhood friend and bodyguard and gets murdered right after," Sonny said.
"It is," Jesse said. "Maybe the girls helped get rid of him."
"Why?"
"Maybe they wanted Nocco dead," Jesse said. "Maybe they liked Petey."
"So who do you think pulled the trigger?" Sonny said.
"Reggie," Jesse said. "Or had Bob do it?"
"Revenge for Petey," Sonny said.
"Maybe," Jesse said.
"Maybe the Bang Bang twins got him to do it."
"And what have you got to take to the DA?" Sonny said.
"Not much," Jesse said.
"Not much is a wild exaggeration," Sonny said. "You have nothing."
"Well," Jesse said, "yes."
Sonny finished her first glass of wine and put it aside. She moved the glass that Spike had sent in front of her. Jesse was already on the second beer.
"Be nice if you could find Ray Mulligan," Sonny said.
"Yes," Jesse said, "if I can."
"You're the chief of police," Sonny said.
"All right," Jesse said. "Of course I can find him." The waitress returned.
"You ready to order?" she said.
Jesse looked at Sonny. Sonny nodded. "Yes," Jesse said, "we can order."
"You want those oysters?" the waitress said.
"Bring him a dozen," Sonny said.
The waitress smiled and shot at Jesse with her forefinger.